Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Every year or so, a group of musicians, alumni of Central College, gather to compose and produce a song or two for a very select and precious audience. The songs they produce are truly songs of love. Let's go in depth with Steve McCombs, Steve Mark, Ted Grubb, Terry Van Zee, and Todd Schusterman with the band Third Floor John.
It's a D chord, the first note.
Yeah. A lot of.
You may have to count
two. Probably the two.
One we're most known for was
the bass
and yeah, see, my rhythms match yours just almost identically.
Oh, good.
Is that good or bad?
That's excellent.
I'm not so sure.
Too close.
Go way, like, way slower. One, two, three, four.
So you guys are having a lot of fun here, aren't you?
Oh, sure.
Nope.
No, this is great therapy for us.
Is it? Well, would you tell our listeners what you're doing, Steve?
As in past years, we are gathered to record two songs, write, arrange, and record two songs for children with illnesses where the families have requested songs to help invigorate their personalities a little bit, to help them get them over the bad times during their illnesses. And that's why we're here.
Well, you guys were all Central students, right, Stan?
Yes. Yes. The band actually formed 2 years before I came to school here. But they were legendary by the time I got there. And I got invited to a rehearsal, and I just wouldn't go away.
Well, legendary. Why were you guys legendary?
I'm not sure. I guess we made an impact with our music in the student body and maybe even the faculty. But I guess that's what made us legendary.
Well, in what years are we talking about? I'm guessing early 70s?
Early 70s, yeah.
Early 70s.
Early to mid 70s.
All right, and you came together. Well, that was an exciting time to be on a college campus,
wasn't
it?
Oh, it was, yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of things going on around the country with music and around the campus with music.
I even remember some of the times.
The entire nation was changing. Everything was changing. I mean, lots of transitions during that time.
There was a lot going on. I mean, you know, the big thing that was pulling everybody at that time, of course, was the Vietnam War, and the years that we were at school, you know, was coming to an end, and everybody's political views, pro or con, you know. But even though it was happening, there was just a uniqueness about Central that, regardless of what your views might have been, you know, it all worked. You know, everybody got along. Everybody did well together.
You have a special bond, you guys, don't you?
Absolutely. There's always been a special chemistry that happens when you get these five guys in the same room. It was that way from the first time I set foot in that first rehearsal, and it was that way when we got together for the first time in 30 years. It was instant, and it's very unique.
And you've all rallied around a concept, a cause that you really believe in.
Absolutely. I mean, the main reason we get together is for the kids, but the camaraderie that we have and an excuse to get together every year, that's the icing on the cake. We always have a great time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Steve McCombs, Steve Mark, Ted Grubb, Terry Van Zee, and Todd Schusterman with the band Third Floor John. And so how did you all get started with Songs of Love?
I started writing Songs of Love in 1998. It was when Songs of Love had only been in existence about a year, and I found an article in Parade magazine that was talking about this new charitable foundation that was writing songs for sick kids in hospitals all over the country, and they were actually, through that article, trying to recruit new volunteers, not only for donations to the foundation, but volunteer songwriter producers. And they said something to the effect that if you happen to be a songwriter and are interested in finding out more about it, you know, please submit a tape of one of your songs, so you know, to Songs of Love Foundation. And I had just recently written a song for one of my nieces and nephews, and felt like this is something I do anyhow, and what better reason to continue doing this. So I submitted a song, and a couple weeks later I received my very first song profile request for a song of love.
What's a song profile?
It's a one-page sheet. This is what it looks like. Sound effects. And it's quite brief. It just gives the... Well, I can look at it here and tell you what it says.
Okay.
It gives the name of the patient, and
it just so happens this patient is in Iowa.
Yes.
This is a girl here. This.
Yes.
This patient.
And she loves Mickey Mouse, dancing, singing, and Power Rangers. She loves pop music, and she has sisters Deja, Karma, and Enola, and her mom and dad. And she's carefree, sweet, and sassy, and she loves Sour Patch Kids. And she's in Central DuPage Hospital in Winfield, Illinois. Her mother's name is Jennifer, and her father's name, which I heard through other sources, is Tom. And that's all we know about her. And
she's 2 years old.
She's oh, that's right.
She's two years old. And so out of all of that, you create a song.
Yes, exactly.
Basically, the song's been created. All the information that the parent gives on the profile sheet is what you want to use in the song. So you're just taking what the family names are, what the pet's names are, what favorite colors, what, you know, anything like that. And you're just starting to connect them together, you know, as Steve does, whether it's, you know, making a checklist of all the different things that the profile sheet discusses, and you put it all in the song and then rhyme them together, and then through magic, you know, you come up with melody, chord structure, and there's your song. You don't have a lot of time to do it. I think it's about a 3 week or so turnaround from when you get the profile to when the completed project has got to be in to the Songs of Love, so they could, you know, finish making the CD and everything that they need to do to present it to the child and the family.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Steve McCombs, Steve Mark, Ted Grubb, Terry Van Zee, and Todd Schusterman with the band Third Floor John. And you're in Pella this week, and you're going to be doing two songs this week?
Two songs. And we do two songs every year. The genesis, really, to go back to Steve, in 2004, 30 years after we graduated, somebody got the idea for us to come back and do a 30-year reunion concert. And I don't think any of us, when we first got the request, thought we would do it. I know I thought, no chance. I haven't picked up a guitar in years. And then somebody said, well, I will if you will. Well, I'm not going to be the one to say, before I know it, all of us were committed to doing it. So we did that 30-year reunion concert. But while we were rehearsing, this guy over here played us this song of love that he had done. And we were speechless and in tears and thought, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing we've ever heard. We got to do this. And so we've done it every year. We missed last year, but this is our ninth year doing it. So we're now up to 18 songs that we've contributed. And last count, 23,000, 24,000, something like that, have been done by the organization since it was started. So it's a long reach, big impact.
Well, and these kids, I just can't even imagine what it's like for them to get this professionally produced song about them. What's that like for them?
Well, we don't know for sure, but you can imagine that, here is, you know, like walking into a toy store, and every toy on the rack is a toy that looks like them, knows them. It is just like, it's so personal, the experience they have with this recording, that it just has to be just a major uplift for whatever suffering they may be going through. It just sort of blocks all of that out.
It makes them feel very, very special.
Yeah. You have to understand, these kids are all very seriously ill. Some of them are in critical, you know, condition. Others are not so critical, but death is probably going to hit one in 20, you think. So it's very important that they get through this. And what better way than a song be written for them, and that they can hear their name constantly as they go through this. And even if they're maybe in chemotherapy, maybe they can listen to this while they're in that chemotherapy. And maybe hearing their name will get them through that. And so anyway, that's why it's important to them, I think.
Well, when they need encouragement and a positive spirit and hope, you give that to them.
It's the therapy of music. But the sideline for the Songs of Love is
the medicine of music.
You know, and you listen to this. You know, we did a Songs of Love in Texas 1 year. And unfortunately, timing didn't work out. But Steve Mark was able to have the privilege of being at the hospital presenting the songs to the two children that 1 year that we wrote the songs for. And, you know, right there in front of you saw the impact that it had on the kids and the family. You know, and Steve and I think all of us that saw the video of that news report are able to talk about is the impact it had on us. You know, that the emotion that you just can't hide. Yeah, it's just unbelievable, and I don't know anything that would stop me from doing this on a yearly basis.
I saw that video a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and it's amazing. I mean,
it's... You know, the background for all the kids when they come to us is a sad background, but from the point you start doing the music, the sadness and the negative stuff really just goes away. The songs are upbeat, positive. The family send us these profiles, and the focus of that profile is on all the stuff the kids love to do and who their friends and family. And so from that point on, it's full of the joy and the spirit, and that's the part that I think everybody feels. So you know that background story is there. It doesn't go away, but that's not where the focus is. It shifts it into all the other things about these kids that makes them so special.
There's a girl, what's the word? Have you heard? Better heard. She's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, haven't you heard? Everything about her is so doggone sweet. When she smiles, it's guaranteed to knock you off your feet. The brightest star that you've ever seen, Beta Heard. Beta Heard. She's a Sour Patch Kid, but she's sweet, not sour. A Megaforce Ranger, the one with the power. Singing and dancing, and a mouse named Mickey. A Beta girl, she's carefree and sassy. There's a girl,
what's the word?
Have you heard?
Beta heard.
She's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, haven't you heard? Everything about her is so doggone sweet. When she smiles, it's guaranteed to knock you off your feet. The brightest star that you've ever seen, Beta heard. Beta heard. Oh, Beta heard.
Thank you. loves her sisters named Deja, Karma and Enola, and a mom and a dad, ones who adore ya. Singing and dancing with a mouse named Mickey, that Salvador girl, so carefree and sassy. There's a girl,
what's the word?
Have you heard?
Better heard.
She's a wonderful, 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 oh, haven't you heard? Everything about her is so doggone sweet. When she smiles, it's guaranteed to knock you off your feet. She's the brightest star that you've ever seen. Beta Herd, Beta Herd, Beta Herd, oh, Beta Herd. She's wonderful, so wonderful. She's a bundle full of joy. We're so glad to know ya. Everyone adores ya. Beta, Beta, Beta Herd. She's wonderful, so wonderful.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.